Hi, I'm Charmaine, and welcome to the Love of Self podcast, where we delve into the emotional aspects for finding love for self. Today's episode is called The Lighthouse. When I was in about third grade, I was obsessed with this book, Keep the Lights Burning, Abby, by Connie Roop. I read that book every day, all year. Essentially, the book was about a young girl who was left to take care of the lighthouse while her father went in the middle of a storm to make sure that they had the supplies that they needed. It talked about how scared she was, but she pushed through her fears to make sure that the lighthouse was running properly. Lighthouses are very important. So there was a lot of pressure for this little girl to handle this. I use the lighthouse as a metaphor for our beings as people. The lighthouse reflects light to the outside world. The functionality is for ships that are in the dark, and they need to know where to land. They need that spark of light in the distance so that they can know that there's an end to the waters that they're on. We all have a light that we reflect. And it takes work to keep it going. Our reflective light is all our own. And it's an important part of our spirit. The spirit, I believe, is the energy that we give off to the outside world. Our mood, our presence of mind. It's how people feel when they're around us. So our light has a lot of power. And there's a lot of maintenance that we all need for our light to reflect off in a way that's beneficial to ourselves and to others. I had to ask myself, what light am I reflecting? Is my light bright? Is my light dim? Is my light even dead and dark, where people don't even know that I'm there? We all have a light, and we have the strength to reflect its beauty. Your light is your spirit's connection to your soul, and that connection that you bring forth to the energy that you exude outside of yourself. So, the light and the lighthouse, our body, who we are, has an important purpose. Will we help lead people out of darkness, or will we help perpetuate it? Will we stand tall through the storms, or will we crumble? The connection to our light, the awareness of our energy and spirit, is empowering, or at least it can be, to yourself and to your community, the people around you. What light are you reflecting? Are you working on your lighthouse? Are you making sure everything is functional, so the reflected light can shine? Shine its beauty. Also, the unfortunate part of living in the world is that when you have a light to shine, when your lighthouse stands tall, other houses may want to dim it. It's only because they don't know they have a light too. We all have a light. We all have a presence here. We can focus on ourselves and focus on our own energy and not put down someone else's bright light because it doesn't have the same shine as you. You can focus on your own light's shine. It's there. It's glorious. It's what makes you, you. It's what gives your lighthouse the strength it needs to withstand the harshness of the earth. The more we work on our light, on our energy, the more we work on ourselves in other way, shape, or form, whether it be therapy. Sometimes it just simply takes awareness, being aware of yourself, being aware of other people's interactions with you. But even then, we're all justified to have our feelings, and those feelings be brought forth in our interactions. We're all entitled. As long as we're aware, that's pretty much what's most important in my personal perspective. As far as I go, it's time for me to work on my lighthouse. It's time to shine. It's time to let people know that I'm here. I'm here as a light, as a spark of ignition towards where we want to land. And so is everybody else. Where do you want to land? What ships would you like to bring towards you? Would the ships want to come to your foundation? What does your light show? Does it glow or is it dimmed? If so, why? What are we doing to take care of our lighthouse? Thank you again for taking these few moments to listen to me. I really, really greatly appreciate you. If you're ever so inclined to message me about this topic, whether you agree or disagree, I can be reached at theloveofselfpodcast@gmail.com. Please remember, I am not a therapist. If there are mental health concerns, please consult a professional. Nonetheless, I wish you all well. I wish you joy, peace, and love, especially for yourself. Until next time.